Blog Talk Radio.
This is from the perspective of a grandchild. It says, my grandparents always protect me, always trust me, always hope for my best, always persevere in putting up with me. They never fail me. Now, that sounds really good, but too bad there isn't really an official grandparent credo. But if there was one, that would be perfect. I know that from my heart, it's how I really feel about my own grandkids. And I'm sure it's how most grandmothers feel about theirs. I know the never failing them part kind of lays heavy on my heart. So I want to go into a little background first as to why, before I tell you why we need this grandparents' credo in our lives. My background is that I think most grandparents never really think much about the role that they play in the lives of their grandkids. We kind of automatically love them, and that love is kind of on autopilot. After hearing some statistics some years back that was very shocking to me, it became really important for me to know what being a grandparent and how I could influence my grandkids. I needed to know how to do a better job doing that. These statistics started back in 2004, and it became public knowledge maybe when a Surgeon General by the name of Richard Carmona said in one of his speeches, and I'm going to quote him, because of the increasing rates of obesity, unhealthy eating habits, and physical inactivity, we may see the first generation where there will be less healthy children who will have a shorter lifespan than their parents. When I heard that, my initial reaction was, no way, this can't happen. It can't be allowed to happen. The statistics have to change. I didn't want to believe it in the first place. And if it was true, there needed to be a change. And it was kind of one of those scenarios where you go into a rant and you think someone has to do something about this. But there really isn't anybody, any one person that can do anything about it. So basically, if we're going to change those statistics, it has to start with me. It has to start with you. We have to do something to change it. In my real life, I have two grandkids that have type 1 diabetes. I'm also an integrative nutritional health coach. And I thought, you know, when they got diagnosed with it, I could help. The knowledge that I had, I was going to be able to help my own grandkids. But what I was finding out as I kept giving them my good advice was they weren't always hearing me. They were kind of doing their own thing in their own way, dealing with the trauma of finding out that you've got a degenerative disease. So I decided to switch tracks. I had to find a different way. And that was the birth of the Good Health Granny. My first action was to find out, what can I do to learn more about my grandkids? You know, you always think you know your grandkids, but that's just really not true. It's what I found out anyway. I started having play dates. And I kind of talked about play dates a little bit last week. But play dates with each grandkid is different. It's a one-on-one. You know, we go do something that they want to go do. We go do something that they like. So what I've done is I've gone to Lego stores and spent hours in Lego stores. I taught my oldest grandson how to drive or continued his education with patience. That was exciting. One of my granddaughters loves to bake, so her and I spend time in the kitchen, and we try to bake up healthy desserts. She's not real big into cooking, but she does like to bake. So there's different things that I've done with my my grandkids, and one of them I went to a Broadway show type production, and I'm asking him questions as we're going there, and I'm finding out I've got a lot in common with this kid. He loves to hear classical music. He loves plays. He loves all the things that I enjoy doing. And this was the one grandson that I thought I'd had nothing in common with. So it was a complete revelation to me about what it was that we had in common. And I have truly, truly enjoyed this. Now, when I got to thinking about what is it that a grandmother is supposed to do, what is she supposed to be? How does she connect with her grandkids? And the credo kind of spoke to me about what a grandmother was supposed to be like. And I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, how well do I fit into that? But it's more important, really, to think about what does your grandchild think that a grandmother should be or a grandparent should be? So I started asking questions, not just of my own grandkids. I asked questions of several people that are young people I know, so that they've got grandparents too. So what do they think of when they think of the word grandmother? Some of the terms that they put out was a grandmother should be encouraging and supportive, loving, giving, understanding, helpful, wise, grand, strong, nurturing, warm. She should be a good cook. She should be kind. When I looked at that, I thought, this is out of the mouths of grandkids, somebody's grandkids, mine and other people's. And it kind of fits in with what the grandmother's credo is, or the grandparents' credo. Grandparents should always protect their grandkids. Am I protecting them? Are you protecting yours? And what does protect mean? Does it mean that I protect them physically? That's the job of their father, their parents. So how do I protect them? I should always trust them. That's kind of an easy one for a grandparent, I think, in most cases, not all. I always hope for the best. I want the best for my grandkids, and I'm sure everybody out there listening, they want the best for theirs as well. Always put up with them. Always forgive them. Always bring them back into your loving arms, so to speak. The one that really hits me is never fail. I should never fail my grandkids. So how can I help my grandkids when I look at the statistics that says that their parents are going to outlive them if they don't change their lifestyle? That's where I started with the Good Health Granny. And the Good Health Granny is all about my journey and connecting better with my grandkids so that I can be an influence in their life. So when I tell them, let's don't go to McDonald's, let's go get a salad somewhere, or let's make our own salad, or let's learn how to make healthy desserts, and they hear me, they want to do what I want to do because they know that I will always protect them, that I will never fail them. So we've made that connection that makes it possible for our communication line to open. And I know that they're going to hear what I have to say. Now, I would love for you to join me on this Good Health Granny journey, learning ways to be able to connect with our grandkids better so that we can be a positive influence in their lives, so they hear us when we give them advice. And it is a journey because I'm not an expert. I may be a grandmother of six, and I may have been a grandmother for 21 years now. But I don't know it all, and I'm learning by experiencing it with my own grandkids, and I am having a ball. I am loving every minute of it. I'm able to give to my grandkids things that I never was able to give to my own children because I didn't have time. Now I have time. So join me in my journey. Look me up on Facebook and look up the Good Health Granny. Join me as I share information, as I share times that I spend with my grandkids and what I learn from it, as I share background on what good health really looks like and how I can share that information with my grandkids. Thank you for listening. I really appreciate it. And I look forward to you joining me on my Facebook page, The Good Health Granny. Bye for now. We'll be back next week with another episode.